Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Taiwan. Let's keep in mind that China claims the island of Taiwan is part of China, but the citizens of Taiwan don't see it that way. 11 men and women between the ages of 16 and 33 bought a speedboat and departed Hong Kong, headed for Taiwan. While they were risking their lives to escape the Chinese dominance of citizens of Hong Kong. Well, they didn't make it to Taiwan. Chinese Coast Guard intercepted them, and now they face charges of illegally entering Chinese waters. I'm just afraid that China's stranglehold on Hong Kong will only get worse. All right, with all of this in mind, U.S. relations with Taiwan will only get stronger. We can expect more trade talks with Taiwan, and they just agreed to buy more pork and beef from the United States. And with all the disputes that we have with China, senior U.S. and Chinese officials, though, they just announced that they are committed to carry out Phase 1 trade accord between the two nations. So let's just keep your fingers crossed. All right, turn to food. It was just announced that 75 million families' food boxes have been delivered to needy families. In addition, President Trump announced an additional $1 billion to provide more food boxes through September and October. Food to needy families is so important. Biofuels. Corn farmers and the ag industry cannot get EPA to stop giving small refineries an exemption so they can avoid blending biofuels. That cuts demand for ethanol and weighs on corn prices. President Trump has promised to review this problem, but I don't expect any decision until after the election. A new study led by a team of plant scientists and engineers predicts significant climate benefits stemming from the use of advanced biofuel technology. The National Academy of Science tells us we can expect net greenhouse gas mitigation and negative emissions. And that's all encouraging. Until next week, I am John Brock from Washington.